What up, what up, what up? Welcome back to another episode of the LeVar Walker Daily Show podcast. Well, I did it. I came back. This is 2 days in a row. So what's going on? I want to go over a question that I'm asked often. And that question is, people are surprised to find out that I still work a job. A lot of people are surprised to know that I still work. Yes, I do. I hustle as a pharmacist, as you may know already. And to people who don't know, I hustle as a pharmacist. I fill in. And I do it because I need the money, you know. Shit, people see me like, oh my God. Sometimes when I come to work, it's like, oh wow, you're here. You're a big time comic and all this. You know, I'm here because I need the money primarily. That's it. And that's the truth. That, you know, I need the fucking money. And I have to do what I have to do to provide for my family. For my family as well as myself. Because sometimes when you're working as a comedian and you're not famous, I'm not all the way fucking famous. I haven't blown the fuck up. I'm not selling out everywhere I go. You got to do something in the meantime. Your ass going to do something. Either you going to be fucking driving Uber, selling dope. You going to do something to make some money, because you can't hold a gun to a promoter's face. And I don't typically like calling, begging motherfuckers to book me. I typically don't do that. I just pop up, work out. People might see me online. Bookings come through. And that's how I hustle. That's how I work. You know, sometimes I feel like people are being condescending if I go fill in at the pharmacy and they hit me with the, oh, you famous shit. Nothing pisses me off more than I'm like, yo, do you think I would be here if I was famous? Are you fucking kidding me? I'm not famous. I'm just here working, trying to get my check like everybody else. But I do appreciate the love. I do. I really do. But I'm working at it. I've been working at this shit for a long time. We're going on almost 20 years of me being a comedian, starting out in 02. So I got, shit, 2 more years. We're going into 2020. I got 2 more years. I will be at 20 fucking years. So that's where I'm at. What is it about the 2019, you know, this previous decade, because we're going into 2020, but from 2000, I want to say 11 to 19, and I guess as we continue, I only hear about rappers when they die or get locked up. You never hear rappers' music. They don't put out beautiful videos, none of that shit. You only hear about a motherfucker when they die or go to jail. I don't understand that. I don't understand that. People can't even get through. Attention is very, very hard to get now. It's hard just to get anybody to listen to you. You know, it's very difficult. You have to be so, so consistent and listen to a lot of Gary Vee. I listen to Gary. That's why I started doing this podcast every fucking day. And it had driven me crazy and I had to take a break. Listen to fucking Gary.
Hey, man, you got to work your fucking face off, man. It's the only fucking way, bro. It's the only way. You got to work off your face, bro. But we're looking for happiness.
I need to switch up.
We're looking for happiness, man. That's the only way. It's happiness. But you got to work your fucking face off.
How the fuck can I be happy and work off my goddamn face, man? That shit is confusing. But I like a lot of the information that it gives, a lot of the advice. I follow that shit. So that's why I do this. That's why I talk. I have to talk. Especially if you're a comedian listening to this shit. Because just going to that bar and that grill, I don't know if that's going to get it anymore. This shit. Some of them shows, like when I started off doing comedy, it was gutter shit. It was gutter shit. Like, I was doing besides doing Uptown Comedy Corner, which was fucking one of the roughest clubs in the nation. You know, you go do shit outside of the club and bars and restaurants and shit. And people had a little more patience. I'm going to say 03, 04, But now, nigga, you just in the way. I don't even give a fuck how funny you are. It's like, motherfucker, die. Literally. That's the attitude that people have. And, you know, to do stand-up, you do have to rehearse. But like I say, I don't know how much of this shit is about actually being good. Seems like it's more value in having attention or some type of eyes on you already before you even go get a show or develop some type of an act. So that's where we're at now. So I'm leaving you there. This is it. That's all I have today. And some of these shits will be 20 minutes or 5 minutes. I don't give a fuck. I just want to stay consistent for the next 30 days. But I want to thank you for tuning in. My name is LeVar Walker. Oh, and I'm thankful for everybody, everything, health, wealth, life, love, and happiness. My name is LeVar Walker, and this has been another episode of the LeVar Walker Daily Show Podcast. Thanks a lot.